KJAN Sports.
Time to look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Now let's take a look at a high school football poll. The Associated Press high school football poll for this week. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Dowling is top rated with Ankeny Centennial, Cedar Falls, West Des Moines Valley, and Bettendorf the top five. Waukee, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Fort Dodge, Johnston, and Ankeny round out the top 10 this week. In Class 3A, the poll is topped by Cedar Rapids Xavier. Western Dubuque is rated number 2, with Solon number 3. They all picked up first-place votes. North Scott is 4th. Lewis Central got a first-place vote. They're ranked 5th this week. Pella, Norwalk, Mount Pleasant, Washington, and Sergeant Bluff Luton round out the top 10. Glenwood and Harlan both received votes. Didn't make it, though, into that top 10 list. In Class 2A, Waukon is the number 1 rated team, with Clear Lake, Algona, Spirit Lake the top 4, Greene County and PCM tied for 5th, followed by Williamsburg, Des Moines Christian, Boyd and Hull Rock Valley, and Crestwood. Kemper Catholic received votes but didn't make the top 10 list. In Class 1A this week, West Sioux is number 1, with Dyke, New Hartford, West Branch, Van Meter, and West Lyon the top 5. South Central Calhoun is number 6, with Dyersville Beckman number 7. Trainer is in at number 8 this week. Emmitsburg and Mediapolis are 9 and 10. Underwood also picked up votes but just missed the top 10 this week. In Class A, West Hancock is number 1 rated, with St. Ansgar, Edgewood, Colesburg, Wapsie Valley, and Westwood the top 5. Durant, North Tama, Alta, Grundy Center, and Hudson round out the top 10. AHSTW, St. Albert, and Southwest Valley all picked up votes this week but didn't make it into the top 10 list. And in the eight-man class, Gilbertville Don Bosco is rated number 1, with Fremont Mills in at number 2. New London, Remsen St. Mary's, and Turkey Valley the top 5. Iowa Valley is number 6, Montezuma 7, Newell Fonda is 8, Audubon is in at number 9. In this week's poll, with Northwood Kents at number 10. A whole bunch of area teams also received votes but didn't make the top 10 list. That includes Coon Rapids Bayard, Bowyer Valley, Cam, Arweva, Woodbine, Lennox, and Glidden Ralston, all just missing that top 10 list this week. Offensive lineman Kyler Schott is quickly becoming Iowa's latest walk-on success story, with Cole Banwart sidelined with injury and tackle Alaric Jackson going down with a knee injury. Schott entered the game and played well in a win over Miami of Ohio. The redshirt sophomore could get his first start at right guard in the Hawkeyes' Big Ten opener against Rutgers.
It's hard to make up for AJ. He's a freak, and he's out there, but me inside, I like to feel like I'm just something different. I'm a lot shorter than him and something that guys aren't really used to.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz has not been surprised by Schott's success.
He did a lot of good things in high school. You know, a good competitor in a couple sports. And, but I don't know how am I going to stand here and say any of us saw this coming, but he's just quietly ascended, did a good job in the spring. And sometimes you just have to believe what you see, and I think he's a good example of it.
Ferentz says Schott worked hard to get into the lineup.
He just kind of fits in, gets along well with his teammates, and, you know, he works hard. And the biggest thing, I think, he's given himself. He's worked hard, and his body's a little bit more better able to stand up now to, you know, competing against good players. And as I said, he's done that all camp long, so it's great to see.
And we'll see how he does on Saturday. We'll have that game for you Saturday morning here on the radio. 9 o'clock is pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. You can hear more from Coach Kirk Ferentz tonight at 6:30 with Hawk Talk this evening on KJAN. Well, after a near upset at Iowa State, the Northern Iowa Panthers now get set for their home opener against Southern Utah. The Panthers have won 4 of the 5 games in the series by the Thunderbirds. Won the last meeting in 2017.
All I remember is they beat us out there. That's the first thing I see. I remember getting beat out there. And so it doesn't matter what I see on film. I know what I saw on that field that day when I played them at their place.
That's Coach Mark Farley of UNI, who doesn't believe there'll be a letdown after a hard-fought game in Ames.
We have to make sure that we bring our team back. We have to find a way to get better from the game we just played and coach that phase of it, which is the technique and the fundamentals of what we did right and wrong versus worrying about Southern Utah.
Quarterback Will McIlvain passed for 228 yards in his first start, and Farley felt the redshirt freshman played well.
There's no question it gave us many opportunities by extending plays, but we should be getting the kind of way to get better from the game we just played and coach that phase of it, which is the technique and the fundamentals of what we did right and wrong versus worrying about Southern Utah.
Quarterback Will McIlvain passed for 228 yards in his first start, and Farley felt the redshirt freshman played well.
There's no question he gave us many opportunities by extending plays, but we should be getting the ball out sooner and quicker, and we need to get the ball in some guys' hands to make plays so they can get some runs after catches.
Farley says McIlvain needs to be better in the pocket.
What I was pleased with is the ability of Will to get away from very good football players. What Will needs to work on is getting the ball out on time against very good football players, because he cannot rely on that phase of the game. That's going to make his game better, but it can't be his game.
Farley says that the next step is to become a complete quarterback.
And his strength is his ability to escape and throw the football. And it's also his double-edged sword, okay? He's got to rely on, build his ability to get the ball out on time and use his strength as his weapon and not just his day-to-day game. And when he does that, he'll be really good.
That Southern Utah UNI matchup at the Unidome on Saturday. They'll kick that off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. In NFL news, Ezekiel Elliott has a new contract with the Dallas Cowboys just in time for the regular season. The star running back and the club agreed on a $90 million six-year extension that'll make him the NFL's highest-paid player at his position and end a holdout that lasted the entire preseason. Elliott will get $50 million guaranteed. The $15 million per year average on the extension surpasses the $14.4 million that Todd Gurley got from the Los Angeles Rams last summer. Gurley's guarantee was $45 million. The 24-year-old has a contract that totals $103 million over the next eight seasons. Antonio Brown says the Oakland Raiders have fined him close to $54,000 for missing a practice and a walkthrough. The star receiver posted a letter on his Instagram account from general manager Mike Mayock saying that he was fined $40,000 for unexcused absences from practice on August 18th and $13,950 for skipping a walkthrough in Winnipeg on August 22nd. Browns coach Freddie Kitchens said wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. is ready to go for the season opener against Tennessee after not playing in any exhibition games. Beckham sat out the Cleveland four preseason games with what the team described as a minor hip injury. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Nick Foles will start the season on the injury report. The team listed Foles on its initial report Wednesday with an abdominal oblique injury. He had some soreness following training camp, but said he's expected to play in the season opener against Kansas City. The Jaguars host the Chiefs on Sunday. That's a game we'll have for you here on the radio. The Tennessee Titans have placed kicker Ryan Succop on injured reserve. They added veteran Cairo Santos to replace him. The Denver Broncos have partnered with Empower Retirement on a 21-year deal to name their stadium Empower Field at Mile High. The Metropolitan Football Stadium District will meet later this week to sign off on the agreement that runs through 2039 and ends a three-year span without a title sponsor for the stadium that opened in 2001. Bobby Dillon, the Green Bay Packers' career leader in interceptions, died August 22nd in Temple, Texas. He was 89. Dillon was successful despite losing his left eye during his childhood. Dillon's daughter, Karen Gooch, said the cause was complications of dementia. Dillon played safety for Green Bay from 1952 to 59, setting the franchise record for interceptions with 52, including four against the Lions on Thanksgiving Day in 1953. Dillon returned five interceptions for touchdowns and led the league in interception return yards in 1956 with 244. Dillon retired in 1959 after playing just one season for Vince Lombardi. At the time, his 52 interceptions ranked second on the NFL's all-time list behind Emlyn Tunnell. NFL season kicks off tonight as the Chicago Bears play host to the Green Bay Packers in the NFL's 100th season opener. That'll be tonight at Soldier Field in Chicago. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Kevin Pillar had four hits, including a go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth inning, and the San Francisco Giants rallied to cool off the St. Louis Cardinals 9-8. Brandon Crawford and Mike Yastrzemski also homered for San Francisco, which snapped a four-game losing streak. Paul Goldschmidt drove in four runs, and Paul DeJong homered for St. Louis, as they lost for just the fourth time in 18 games. St. Louis is 2.5 games up on the Chicago Cubs in the National League Central. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Washington 8-4, Cincinnati over Philadelphia 8-5, Pittsburgh beat Miami 6-5, Arizona over San Diego 4-1, the Dodgers beat Colorado 7-3. In the American League, Jorge Soler extended his team record with his 40th homer. Hunter Dozier and Alex Gordon had three hits each, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Detroit Tigers 5-4. The Royals are the last team in baseball history to have a player reach 40 home runs in a season. Also, the New York Yankees beat Texas 4-1, Boston over Minnesota 6-2, Cleveland beat the White Sox 8-6, Oakland over the LA Angels by a 4-0 final. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal reached his 33rd Grand Slam semifinal and prevented Diego Schwartzman from making it to his first. Nadal beat Schwartzman 6-4, 7-5, and 6-2 in Arthur Ashe Stadium, moving a step closer to a fourth U.S. Open championship. Nadal will meet number 24 Matteo Berrettini of Italy in the semifinals on Friday. Berrettini edged Gael Monfils in a five-set match. On the women's side, Belinda Bencic powered her way into her first Grand Slam semifinal, wearing down Donna Vekic for a 7-6, 6-3 win. And Bianca Andreescu became the first teenager to reach the U.S. Open semifinals in a decade with a three-set win over Elise Mertens. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.